Hello and happy holidays from Within Earshot, the podcast of EarshotPresents.com. The holidays mean a lot of things to a lot of people. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, a Charlie Brown Christmas, being home with the family, Gilligan's Island, and last-minute trips to the mall. For a lot of New Yorkers, a TV presentation of the Yule Log is part of the holiday tradition. The TV Yule Log is a film loop of a few logs burning in a fireplace with a soundtrack of fire crackle and classic Christmas music. In 1966, it was the idea of Fred Thrower of WPIX in New York to give Big Apple residents who lived in apartments or homes without fireplaces a nice warm fire experience of their own. Within Earshot, caught up with Ken Van Sickle, who is one of the two men responsible for the original filming and the setting of the fireplace for the Yule Log in 1966. Here's how our conversation went.
My name is Ken Van Sickle, and I live in New York. I was born in New Jersey, and I started off doing painting, and then I got into still photography, and then I got into film. So as an offshoot to that, I was asked once, my partner and I, we were asked to do the Yule Log, the shoot at the mansion of, Mayor Lindsay. It was Lindsay's mansion, and we were asked to shoot the Yule Log so that we'd be put on the channel for people to watch a Christmas fire every Christmas Eve. We were told what we needed to do, and I had had a lot of, I was born in the country, so I knew how to make fires, and also I had in my apartment I had a fireplace, so I needed to make the fire so that it would last more or less in a similar condition for 20 minutes, so I set it up like that, and we shot it twice.
At the time of the filming, did you have any idea of the success that would come of the filming of a fire burning?
Well, I thought it was just going to be shown once or twice. I had no idea that it was going to become this icon of of Christmas Eve for people who couldn't have fireplaces, although they would have enough money to have bought a TV. But it's not easy to have fireplaces in Manhattan, especially because it's against the law in most buildings to run them. It costs money for the logs and things like that. So, and people, mostly they're shut up and they're used for some other reason, a storage or something. But there are enough people who do have them that I guess have TVs, cheap TVs, that it seemed to be a good idea to give them a fireplace to look at. And it was a great idea, and it ran on and on and on. I mean, it became one of the longest running shows because it went on all night. It was a loop of 20 minutes, and it ran all night. And so it was probably the video footage that was shown more than any other footage ever shot at the time that mine finished. I didn't even know they did another one. It was just shot again. I don't know why they did it again, but they did.
Did you say that you were actually responsible for the set of the fire?
I made the fire because I knew how.
And do you think at the time that you arrived on the set that they assumed that you would set the fire yourself? Or
I think there was only one other person there with us that came along. It was representing the PIX. And they just make sure that we got in and we got shooting it, and, you know, and it worked out fine and we left.
While you were watching the fire from behind the camera, did you have any feeling that this was a little silly, that it might not take off and might be a waste of your time?
I thought it was a strange idea and that it probably wouldn't last long, that they just use it for a time or two and then do something else. Those things don't usually become a tradition, and that one sort of became a tradition. I mean, people watch it year after year. Fires are a great thing because all the formative years that we were cavemen, you came home from hunting, you had something to eat, you put it on the fire, you made the fire to keep warm, you made the fire to keep the animals away, and you sat there in front of it and looked at it because it was hypnotic to look at. So this had, it didn't have any of those other qualities, but still had the somewhat hypnotic quality to look at a burning fire.
Yeah. So the actual film is only 20 minutes long and it repeats on a loop.
Yes. You couldn't tell because it didn't zoom in and out or anything. It was just one shot of the fireplace frame. And so I don't think anybody could tell that it was a loop. If it was cut, that didn't show either because the fire doesn't have any shape that you can say, oh, the shape just changed.
So if I sat you down in front of your film, you wouldn't be able to tell where it was cut?
Yeah, if it was cut or where it was cut, I probably wouldn't be able to tell. Because once you set a fire up, if you don't have fast-burning wood, And once the kindling and the bottom gets burned and the hardwood gets burning, it stays pretty much the same for a while. You know, it doesn't show a lot of change. And a little change would have been okay if it got a little bit, you know, the wood got burned out a little bit towards the end and the flame got a little bit smaller. But it didn't want to have much change because they didn't want to see it starting and stopping, you know.
Sure. No one wants to watch a fire go out.
Yeah, right.
I guess you've, over the years, seen a lot about the Yule log, like cultural references and parodies of it. Do you have any favorites among those?
No, I don't remember hearing much stories about Yule logs, just the basic Christmas idea that the Yule log was an important thing. People sat around the fire, that's all.
Yeah.
So I understood why they wanted us to shoot it. I was just sort of surprised as the years went by, and people would say, hey, I saw your fire burning, and, you know, I'd say, Jesus, they're still doing that. I'm amazed. And then they said they still saw it, and I think I saw it once. I realized it wasn't the one, at a later point, it wasn't the one that I had shot, you know, that they had done it again.
Was that upsetting for you?
No. I was just surprised, because I didn't know why they would want to do it. It didn't really change that much. I don't know, but maybe the film loop ran out or something, and the film got too old, and they didn't have the original. Couldn't find the original.
Have you ever been approached by any of the online fans of the Yule log?
Fans of what? You mean the historical Yule log or this particular thing?
This particular TV Yule log.
No kidding. There are fans.
Yeah. Well, there's theyulelog.com, and they're I'm actually surprised that you aren't more. That you don't know more about your own creation.
Well, we shot it, and then I forgot about it pretty much. I mean, I never got any feedback in any way from anybody about this until you're calling. I mean, some people, my relatives who knew I shot it would say, oh, yeah, I saw it again, but nobody ever said anything about it. It was never a thing to me at all. I'm amazed that there were fans of it. Wow. God, you can't tell what's going to happen in the world. It was a pleasure for me to shoot the Yule log. I was the cinematographer, and I made the fire, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Thanks very much to Kenneth Van Sickle for his time, and thanks to you for listening. If you've enjoyed yourself, consider subscribing to the Within Earshot podcast from earshotpresents.com. Happy holidays.